Good afternoon, everyone. I work as an evaluation associate for the Environmental Resources Center at the University of Wisconsin Extension. So today I'll share the evaluation methods and the criteria we used to evaluate three online courses. And also I'll share like overall what we thought about this method, our reflection, and also some recommendations that I think the people that are adopting this distance education delivery mode or are planning to go that route may want to consider. So before going into the details of the project which we evaluated, let us see what the literature says about distance education as such, about this educational delivery mode. So Chenoy et al. In 2009, they stated that distance education has grown tremendously in the U.S. higher education system. And then a couple years later, two more authors, they said that this is a popular option in the U.S. higher education systems. And one of the reasons for this, the way in which the curriculum is being designed and delivered, one of the reasons is the advent of the information and communication technologies. And Holzklaas et al. In their book chapter very recently, just this year, they said that these ICTs, the information and communication technologies, have played a significant role in the way the curriculum is being designed and delivered. And this is true for like even in other countries also, not only in the US. And also like these massive open online courses, more popularly called as MOOCs, are also playing a major part, like major role, and they are becoming very popular throughout the world. And then when we consider like non-formal education settings like extension, the situation appears to be not that much different. In 2006, these two researchers, they stated that extension educators are comfortable using these methods, the distance education methods. And then just 2 years back, Campbell et al., they found in their research that distance and education delivery mode was as effective as face-to-face in their nutrition extension programs. And also, this has been in extension for quite some time, so there are some other areas also that have already used this mode. So these are all the different areas in which a distance education is already being used in extension for all these programs. So now I'll talk about the project that we evaluated. There is a program called Conservation Professional Training Program in UW Extension. They collaborated with a major seed company in the Midwestern US to pilot test three online courses focused on soil health. So these three online courses were a part of an entire package that also consisted of a field day that the students were expected to take after completing these online courses. So for the purpose of today's presentation, I'll focus on the three online courses and how we evaluated those. And then the main purpose of this entire effort was to build the capacity of this seed company employees so that they can go talk with their clients about soil health in their standard field talks whenever there was an opportunity. So that was the main purpose of this training package. And as we can see, the students consisted of a wide variety of their employees. Like there were some seed sales reps, then some seed conditioners, agronomists, field technicians, operations managers, and then sustainability specialists. So there were like a wide variety of employees from this company. And the purpose of this evaluation that we conducted, these three pilot online courses, was to identify opportunities to improve these pilot courses, which the company is planning to offer on a longer term. So this was a pilot evaluation that we wanted to share the results with. So I'll present like what were the different methods that we used to collect the evaluation data from this project. The first one was course quizzes, a pre-course quiz and within course like the standard end of the session, like end of the learning module quiz questions. that students take. I'll talk more about these pre-course quiz questions, because that is something that we used, at least I used for the first time, and I thought that it was really good. Then there were like post-course evaluation surveys that we measured knowledge and skills, and these were like self-assess. The students self-assess themselves on the knowledge items and also the skill set items. And this was done as just Dan was pointing out one of the methods, that post and pre method. Like, we asked at the end of the course, after they took the course, like what they think their knowledge level or skill level is now, and what was it before taking the course. So we asked at the same time point and after they took the courses. And for this, like, we used like a 5-point rating scale, from not at all knowledgeable or not at all skillful to very well, I know very well, I can do it very well, these kinds of things, on the post and pre format. And then, as I said, we had a field day also. So after the field day, at the end of the field day, we had a paper survey, and there were some questions from the online courses also in that. And after they took that survey, I conducted group interviews, focus group interviews, where I asked them about the online courses also, what went well, what didn't go well, like what are the areas that could be improved or whatever, like or whatever the students wanted to share. It was a group of around 10 people. And then after that, after 6 months of the field day, we followed up with an online survey just to see like have they adopted some things or their knowledge retention from the online course and those things. And then I'll focus on some of the criteria that we used to measure like what could be considered as a success. We shared this with the team. This was a pilot test, and then the team could select like what was the most appropriate. So as I said, these course quizzes, the pre-course quizzes, we selected like 4 to 5 key questions that were supposed to be the key takeaways from each course, and then we asked it before the students took the course. So these are not self-assessed, these are actual test items. So we asked them before they took the course, and I'll share the how we used it afterwards, the next slide. So this was one of the criteria that we used. And then this is the standard quiz questions at the end of each learning module, and the students were supposed to get like 70% to consider them like to have completed the course or something. And then the other two criteria on the post-course evaluation survey, the self-assess one. So one of the things that we used was how many students were there in the top two categories, the well and very well categories, after they completed the course. So this included all the students that answered on the post question. Even if they didn't answer the pre part, we just included everyone. And then the other one was a percent positive change by one or more units achieved on that five point scale. Like if a student moved from not at all to slightly, or from very well to well, well to very well, it was considered like 1 point increase. Like, was there any like improvement in the students from pre to post? For this one, we kind of paired it like pre and post. So now I'll share like how we used how we used to determine the success. So from these 4 to 5 key questions that we asked on the pre-course quiz, so this is how we used it. Like a couple questions, like we thought were too easy because almost all the students got it right even before taking the course. So we thought maybe they should be replaced. Like they may not be good options for like a quiz question. And then there were like two other questions that like quite a few students were not able to answer it even after taking the course. Like they were like around 1/3 or something like that. And even those that got it right were taking multiple attempts to get it right. So we kind of thought that something like maybe the content or the design or the format of the question was something like difficult for the students to learn. So maybe the content around those areas may be revised in the course. So these are some examples. So this question, most of the students got it right. Like the team had selected these questions. So for this question, like even before taking the course, almost everyone got it right. So we thought that it was too easy and maybe replaced. So this one we thought was an example of a good question. because around 50% got it right before taking the course, and almost everyone got it right after taking the course. So they showed a good improvement. And this was one example of a very tough question around which the course content or the design or the something needed to be changed, like the format of the question or something. Because as you can see, like almost like one third of the people, like they did not get it right after taking the course, even after multiple attempts. And then from the post-evaluation surveys, the first one is the number of students in the top two categories of the scale, the well and very well. So these two areas had like 38% of students in the top three lower categories after taking the course. So we thought that these are the areas that need like a scope for improvement, and maybe the content or something needs to change around those. And then this one is the 1%, 1 point change. And there were two areas where the students did not show any improvement from pre to post. Whatever they were before, they stayed at the same position after taking the course. And the most interesting thing we got out of this and we shared with the team is that if you use like either of these criteria, they are showing completely different areas like scope for improvement. Like the first one, like there are two different things, and these are two different things. So the project director, the team, has to decide what is the goal of the project, and then they have to go with that evaluation criteria. Like we showed them the different ways to look at this, and then in this example they went with the evaluation strategy 2 because that closely matched with the goal of the project. And then how were these evaluation results used? Since I said that it was a pilot test, we shared all these results with the team, and some of the quiz questions that we pointed out, the team agreed with our findings and also kind of our thoughts, and they changed some of the questions. And also the content was kind of reviewed and modified around those questions that were not showing any improvement or students were having a lot of trouble even after taking the course. So based on all this, these are some reflections and recommendations that our team had. So we thought that we have to think about evaluation from the planning stages itself, right from the planning stage and not after the course content and modules were developed. Our team was actively involved, like me, like Jenna, who's sitting there. She was also a part of this evaluation unit, like this project evaluation. And then the knowledge and skill items on the surveys should be related to the course learning objectives, like the key takeaways, those kind of things, not like it has to be thought out very clearly. And then as Dan was telling, it's always better to have like measurable course learning objectives. And then if possible and applicable to your particular project, maybe we can consider having a combination of test and self-assess because both have their strengths and limitations. And then we can see how they compare. If we decide to go that route, then we may have to collect student names or assign IDs, and the anonymity thing maybe we have to consider about it. And then explore the possibility of some kind of a follow-up what we did after 6 months, just to see the adoption of behavior option and also retention part of the knowledge and those things. So this is all the literature that I used for this presentation, and I thank you for your time, and if there are any questions I can take, or I don't know how we are doing time.